The body is the vessel of God's presence. It is the place where we give and receive love. To wash one another's feet is to hold those bodies tenderly, reverently, and lovingly. For many summers, when we would travel back to Montreat, North Carolina, just outside Black Mountain, while my wife and kids did programs, I was free and clear, and I would go hiking. And on my big hiking day, I would skip lunch, I would go up a Great Beard Mountain, which was a hustle to get up the hill and then back by 2 or 3 o'clock when I had to pick the kids up. And it being hot and humid, I was pretty worn out by the time I got back and not all that pleasant to be around. I mean, I was perfectly nice, but I didn't smell so good. And if I made really good time, and if I got back a few minutes to spare just before I had to pick up my children, I would go down and stop by the creek that flowed right through the center of that camp. These are the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina. So the water was clear, but it was also very cold. In the middle of the summer, always very cold. Well, I would take off my boots. I would peel off of my socks, and then I would wade into the water. The shock of ice-cold water, and it was a shock, it would wear off after a few seconds, and then I'd stand there as my body cooled, and I got this incredible rush of exhilaration all through my body, and suddenly I was perfectly relaxed. When Jesus washes his disciples' feet, this simple act of hospitality was every bit as refreshing, but also capacious and mysterious as the opening of my senses when I put my hot, tired, and dirty feet into those Appalachian waters. And when I stepped back onto dry land, I felt rested. I felt like my body had done something very good for my soul. Now, if you've ever had that same kind of experience, and for some folks, the foot washing here at Maundy Thursday is similar to that. But if you've had that physical sensation, that you know that for this liturgy, only the feet will do. I know we have different opinions about that, and that is okay, but it is not the washing of the hands, which would be perfectly nice. It is not the hot towel on the face service, also would be very nice. But neither of those connect to the body in quite the same way that the foot does. Ancient Eastern medicine knows this very well. From acupuncture to shiatsu massage, practitioners know that energy flows throughout the body, connect to everything. They connect the foot to the heart, to the lungs, to the liver, to the brain, to the eyes, so that if you go to an acupuncturist because you have a really big headache, don't be surprised if they put the needles in your feet. Our feet are symbols of our whole bodies, the mystery and the paradox of them. How is it that a foot can be so functional and so universal? With almost no exceptions, every one of us has feet, and yet we're very sensitive about them. We don't necessarily want them to be seen or known. We kept them hidden. And yet there's something intimate, something very self-conscious about them. Our feet are tough. They take a daily beating that the rest of the body cannot take. What is it? The hand does not say to the heart, I have no need of you, but the feet can say to the rest of the body, y'all have no idea what I have to put up with. And yet, they have to be these incredibly tough things. And yet they are also sensitive and even ticklish. The very things that can get used to walking on hot pavement can be undone with a feather. The feet are the workhorses of the body. Athletes, they know this well. They see foot care as part of their practice. Soldiers know that feet kept healthy and dry are essential to mission and survival. Caregivers, especially those who care for those experiencing homelessness, know that caring for feet is as much medical care as it is hospitality. For our feet are where our bodies so often meet the harshness of the world. They are the unsung heroes of our bodies. And in washing them, in serving his friends, Jesus is saying something about what it means to be the body together. Picture this, all of them around in the upper room, and Jesus is turning their idea of leadership and hierarchy upside down, ultimately to say this is what it means to be the body together. Jesus is the head and indeed the heart. And yet even he kneels before the feet of his friends. He takes them in his hand tenderly and lovingly. There is no member who does not owe one another not only their service, but maybe even more importantly, their vulnerability, their gentleness, their love. There is no part that is not essential to the life and the mission of the whole body. And to take their tired, dirty feet in his hand, to make them clean, this was an act of love. It was a way of saying that their whole bodies were made for goodness and for the experience of grace. Our bodies are vessels of God's presence. They are places where we give and where we receive love. To wash one another's feet is to hold those bodies tenderly, reverently, and lovingly. But sadly, we know so well that we as human beings fail to do this, fail to honor the dignity of every human being and every body. A few weeks ago, I watched a very difficult film to watch. It was 20 Days in Mariupol. It was a frontline documentary on Ukraine. It actually came out at the Cleveland Film Festival last year, and then it won an Oscar earlier this month. It's on PBS. It's painful. So many heartbreaking images from it, from those first days of the war in Ukraine. And those images continue to flood my mind and my heart now, but one, as we think about feet, hangs in my mind in light of the foot washing. It was the feet of a 4-year-old child killed in the shelling, extending out past the shroud that covered her. I watched it. I was heartbroken. I was angry. I was furious to think that innocent bodies would not be held reverently, but casually disposed of to advance a national agenda. And everybody matters. And yet, it grabbed my attention because this was a child, and that brought something else to mind, an experience that I had had. One, as a parent, to hold a child's foot in their hand when they are young, and sometimes when they are not so young, right? It is something sacred. There are so few things so perfect as a child's foot. It's tender, it's uncalloused, and for most kids, it takes a lot of convincing to make them even wear shoes to begin with. It's like the first loss of innocence before you tell them you can't always walk around barefoot. I'm very sorry. When I was a chaplain in a pediatric hospital, I learned how to care for families when the unimaginable happened. We learned how to take ink impressions of the feet of those infants and children who died under our care. It was a way of giving their parents something, some measure, some tactile reminder of their lost children, whose toes they would forever long to hold and pinch. It doesn't go away as the children get older, and it doesn't go away for each and every one of us. It is the sacredness that each of us has, each of our bodies has. And as I thought of this practice that we had, as I saw this child in the film Evangelina from Mariupol, I thought of parents looking on. And I wonder if Mary may have thought something similar as she looked upon her son on the cross, his own calloused feet pierced with a nail. His body, like so many human bodies, turned into a vessel for suffering and pain. This, friends, is what we hold when we wash one another's feet. I'm not trying to sell it. If you're uncomfortable with it, it's okay. Everybody is where they are. But I do want you to know what this is about. And I want this moment to inform how we leave this place, how we regard every person, every body we come in contact with. And think about the goodness that each of us were made for. Think about the roads, the miles each of those feet have traveled. Think of the calluses. Different, you know, not callousness. Think of the calluses, but think also of the tenderness and how it connects to our whole body. This is about remembering what a body is for, what all bodies are for, and that it's at our most intimate and vulnerable places that we open channels of grace and love that send the goodness of God rushing through us, and then sending that same goodness out into the world, through us, through our hands, through our bodies, into a world filled with souls and filled with feet and hands and hearts and bodies that God has so lovingly created. The body is the vessel of God's presence. It is the place where we experience pain, but it is also where we give and receive love. And so Jesus told us to do something. Jesus said to wash one another's feet, to honor the dignity that is held in each of our bodies, to touch one another, to meet one another's walls of toughness and even ticklishness with tenderness and grace, to hold each other, body, mind, and spirit, with healing gentleness, grateful reverence, and self-giving love.